These days, Diefenbaker had a substantial golf gut and wore bifocals. Also, he'd lost most of his hair. Sully was amazed at this because Diefen had a pretty full head of it 5 years ago at the unit's reunion on the Jersey Shore. That was the last time Sully had vowed to himself that he would party with those guys. They didn't get better. They didn't fucking mellow. Each reunion was more like the cast of Seinfeld on a really mean batch of crank. "Want to come outside and have a smoke?" the new lieutenant asked. "Or did you give that up when everyone else did?" "Gave it up like everyone else. That's affirmative." They had been standing a little to the left of the coffin by then, so the rest of the mourners could get a look and then get past them, talking in low tones, the taped music rolling easily over their voices, the draggy Salvation soundtrack. The current tune was "The Old Rugged Cross," Sully believed. He said, "I think Pags would have preferred going up the country, or let's work together," Diefenbaker finished, grinning. Sully grinned back. It was one of those unexpected moments, like a brief sunny break in a day-long spell of rain when it was okay to remember something. One of those moments when you were amazingly almost glad you had been there. "Or maybe Boom Boom, that one by the animals," he said. "Remember Sly Slocum telling Pags he'd stuff that harmonica up his ass if Pags didn't give it a rest?" Sully had nodded, still grinning. "Said if he shoved it up there far enough, Pags could play Red River Valley when he farted." He had glanced fondly back at the coffin as if expecting Pagano would also be grinning at the memory. Pagano wasn't. Pagano was just lying there, with makeup on his face. Pagano had gotten over. "Tell you what, I'll come outside and watch you smoke."
"Done deal."
Diefenbaker, who had once given the okay for one of his soldiers to kill another of his soldiers, had started up the chapel's side aisle, his bald head lighting up with mixed colors as he passed beneath each stained glass window. Limping after him, he had been limping over half his life now and never noticed anymore, came John Sullivan, Gold Star Chevrolet dealer.